Hello and welcome back to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime using the free episode rule. I'm your host Nikki, and joining me are Ace.
Hello.
And back from his isekai adventure, Rhodes.
Hi.
We managed to get Rhodes back from the fantasy isekai wrestling world that we just headcanoned in our last episode, but yeah, everyone's back. And that's good, because today's episode, we're not just talking about one anime, we're talking about several. In fact, we're talking about all the anime that we've spoken about previously, because today is our summer 2021 season finale episode. That's right, a season of anime has come to an end, and it's been a long, long few weeks. Today's episode will be slightly different. As we've mentioned throughout our previous episodes, you know, we've been giving sort of a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or a meh based on the first three episodes of each of the shows we've spoken about. Today, we'll be going back over those and kind of giving our final scores, final thoughts, as well as a couple of awards. One thing to bear in mind as we go through is that while the episodes focus on the first three episodes, we may discuss later episodes as well. I'll be asking if, you know, we continue to watch a show, or did, you know, when did we drop it if we did. So, you know, our final scores may be based on the whole series, but we'll let you know. All right. Well, without further ado, let's jump straight in where it all began with Peach Boy Riverside. That was by far one of the most interesting shows to start the season off with. And, well, I suppose the first question is, did anyone watch all of it?
Yeah, I did, actually. To start us off on a shocking foot. I think I said it was, I don't remember what I said about it. I think I was like, really, I think I was affected. Was it the one with the squid, wasn't it? And like, I never let the squid go for like those first three episodes. Like, I just ignored everything because I decided that I hated it because of this squid. But then I just, I don't know what, one day I saw it like episode four and I was like, oh, I'll just see how it goes. And then I just watched like the next eight episodes in a row. And I was like, must have been pretty good if I just watched all eight in a row. There's like one more squid, I think. I don't know if anyone else watched anymore. You can like confirm that, but I'm pretty sure like the squid thing happens like once more. And I still don't know why. And it's the only thing that stops this being a great show, but I thought it was quite good, like, other than the squid.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I actually didn't continue watching this one. It's one of the shows I'll probably go back to, but I only watched the first three episodes. Ace, how about yourself?
No, didn't even watch another episode. I was watching other things, just I didn't want to.
Cool. In that case, just because we have like 18 different anime to get through, Peach Boy Riverside, our final scores out of five. And just to explain the scoring system, you know, a three is the equivalent of a meh. You know, five is thumbs up, a one is a thumbs down. But think of it as like, if we give something a five, we're by no means saying it's a masterpiece. We're just saying we had a lot of fun watching it. Whereas a one is just like, we couldn't stand watching this. For Peach Boy Riverside, I gave it a three. Ace gave it a two. And Rhodes gave it a four, giving it a total score of nine. That's out of 15, obviously. For comparison, my anime list at the time of recording, the score that it currently has on there is a 6.35 out of 10.
That's dropped a lot, hasn't it?
I believe so. I think when we recorded the episode, when we talked about it, it was in the sevens. And I think it has dropped by about a whole mark, actually.
Yeah, I feel like it must have dropped like a solid like point total or something.
I'll tell you what, one that did drop, I know for a fact. that's a segue. Scarlet Nexus. That, we had some very interesting thoughts about it. I made my stance very clear as a fan of the game.
I'm going to go out on a limit here. I'm going to say, I bet none of us carried on watching it.
Well, I didn't. What about you, Ace?
Nope.
There you go. I mean, it got slated when we recorded that podcast. I don't want to say slated. It was just disappointing. Is that the right word? Or just not what we expected?
I think we were unimpressed. I was a bit disappointed, but then again, I think at the time I was the only one who had played the game when we recorded the episode.
That is true, I suppose.
You probably still are.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, that is fair as well. But like, I remember watching it and just being like, it's a bland. It's a boring. So it just felt like the most obvious video game tie-in ever, and I don't care about the game, so I wasn't going to care about the anime.
No, that's fair enough. It then comes as no surprise that we all three of us gave it a two. making its total score a 6. On my animalist, it got a 5.87. But interestingly, and I find this interesting because this was actually one of our criticisms in the episode, was that we were like, it's 12 episodes, how's it going to cover everything? Not necessarily a second season, but a part 2 has actually been announced. So there will be another 12 episodes of Scarlet Nexus in the future.
12 more episodes to not watch.
Yeah, pretty much. And from what I understand, those 12 episodes have something like only 4 chapters of the game left to cover. So now people are like, hang on a minute. Now they've got to stretch it out. So it's going to have the opposite problem. But moving on to one of probably our highlights of the season, and dare I say, probably one of the most positive episodes we recorded. It's Girlfriend. Now, I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to take a guess here and say that you two did continue watching it.
Yeah, I did. I know Ace did, because Ace kept sending us screenshots of future episodes.
It was fantastic. However, I based my thoughts about the anime season as a whole based on Girlfriend and Girlfriend's first 3 seasons, first 3 episodes only. I made sure not to let my opinions of future episodes color my opinions of other series.
I'm just going to believe now that you've somehow watched like 12 times 3 episodes of Girlfriend for some reason.
Look, I was very tempted to just watch it all again.
I mean, is it being dubbed? You could.
I don't think it's been announced that it's being dubbed.
I'll tell you what, very quick side tangent. The dubs this season have been surprisingly, and this is just across the board, have been surprisingly good. But for some reason, the release schedules have been really weird. Like, Funimation's been doing the dubbed episodes like every 2 or 3 weeks, which I'm not 100% too sure why, but there you go. Anyway, back to Girlfriend. Again, we spoke very highly of it on the episode. And again, as always, if you're wondering our sort of more in-depth thoughts about each of these shows, do check out the respective episodes. But for Girlfriend, I gave it a 4. Rhodes gave it a 4. And it comes as no surprise that Ace gave it a solid 5, giving it a grand total of 13 points. My animalist, its final score is a 6.71. I honestly thought that would be in the 7s, but no.
I don't think it was in the 7s when we recorded the episode, so I'm surprised it's stayed as close to 7 as it has.
What I've learned over my time watching anime is that anime fans don't have a sense of humour. So it's not a surprise to me at all that they wouldn't like it.
That and my anime list probably isn't the most reliable of things for a score, as we've mentioned several times across this season, but it's one of the most popular aggregator sites, so it's just a good benchmark for, or comparison, if you will. The case study of Venetus is next. Now, again, we had mixed opinions on this show, but I think we spoke fairly positively about the first 3 episodes at the time of recording. I haven't continued watching this. What about you two?
I didn't watch it all like I did with Peach Boy Riverside, but I'm trying to think. I think I'm about episode 7 or 8. And I really like it. It's I can't remember if this is the one, but there was an anime that I thought was quite good for the first couple of episodes and had a third episode that was quite weak. But this one's really strong. Like, it's one of them that just gets stronger and stronger as it goes on. I don't think it's amazing, like, but it's like it's consistently good. But it's like, you know when you watch those animes and it has their moments where you're like, oh, it doesn't do that. And I think that's nice. It's nice just watch them and just be like, this is enjoyable. This is easy to take in all the way through.
I did also keep watching it, but I've only watched a couple of episodes. I decided that I'm going to wait until the whole dub is out, and then I'm going to watch it that way.
Yeah, I think we actually discussed in the episode, it came across as one of those shows that might be good to kind of binge. That's why I haven't watched it. I plan to finish watching it, but I've been waiting for it to finish up. There is a part 2. We mentioned that in the episode as well. I think that's coming 2 seasons from now. But yeah, we spoke quite fairly positive of it. And that reflects on our scores as well. I gave it a 4. Ace gave it a 4. Roger gave it a 3.
Yeah, I did. It's one of them where, like, I still think the the ending could ruin it. I don't want to say ruin it. Like, I think it's one that you have to take in as a whole to give it a fair overview of it all. But it's a high three. You know, I don't think it's going to fall apart. I've watched enough of it now to think it's consistently good and it will keep that. But it could plummet, but very unlikely.
Case study Aventus, 7.94 on my anime list. So a very, very respectable score.
That's the highest of the season, I believe.
Yep, that is the highest MAL score out of any of the shows. So, bam. It's not our highest score yet.
I mean, it's lower than bloody Girlfriend.
Yeah. So for those of you keeping track, Girlfriend is currently the lead at 13. Case Study of Aventus at 11. I'll, of course, read all these out at the end.
We should have done this from lowest to highest, really, shouldn't we?
Probably, but I decided to just do it in the order that we spoke about the shows. I thought that would just be the easiest.
Yeah, that's fair.
I agree.
Besides, we're already four shows in. Can't start again. Remake Our Life. I dropped this hard. I dropped it into the ground and then even more. I'm going to be honest with you. This is probably my least favorite show of the season that we spoke about.
I think we all struggled to get to episode 3.
The extra long pilot episode certainly didn't help.
Oh, God. But, oh, is that one? Oh, yeah. Jesus. Which is really funny because when I think about it, I think all of us said that the minutes of that episode, we were all kind of like, high hopes for this. This could be good. Then now we all hate it.
It was basically like until the thing happened, you know, well, we can talk about spoilers, I suppose, but it's basically until the moment where he jumps back in time. It's up until that moment, it's like, this is interesting. Where's it going? It's a bit real. And then as soon as he actually goes back and starts to do all the shenanigans, you start to realize like, oh, this is just so bad. And I sort of loosely kept following it. I didn't watch it, but I saw like reviews and tweets about it. And yeah, it looks like it just gets worse and worse. So
I'd just like to say two words. Milky splash.
I forgot about that. Oh my God.
I'd forgotten about that as well, but now I have to remember.
If I have to remember, you all have to remember too.
But I find this funny though, because like the delivery of that line is so poor. But you know, like if they'd made a similar joke in Girlfriend, probably would have been funny. Like the way they would have done it probably would have been funny. And like it just shows like how much like the direction of an anime can completely change your opinion of just a simple joke.
Yeah, and I think it also shows why, and I think we mentioned this as well, that like I went into Girlfriend with really low expectations because I was like, oh, it's just gonna be a stupid harem anime. It sounds like it's, even though like I watch trashy isekais which are harem, I was like, this is gonna be boring. And the fact that it turned out to be one of the funniest shows I've ever seen, I think all of us agreed with that, is like the delivery of every line in Girlfriend is on point. It's so good. Whereas like, yeah, the Remake Our Life, it's just like, oh yeah, we need to put one of those like cliche jokes in here. Remake Our Life could have literally been like, it could have been a hentai and it'd have probably been better.
It's just it's like a plug and play anime, isn't it? It's like, put all the generic stuff in. There you go. Like, it ticks all the, it's an isekai, it's sort of real, and then it's like, he meets his heroes, and it's just stupid.
The housemate walks into the room in her bra and attacks the main character because she did this thing.
Yeah, that was a very odd moment.
Well, it's fine because we all gave it a 1, so it gets a grand total of 3. However, Mal, 7.65.
Yeah, but the thing with this is that I've read like critic reviews of this. I know that doesn't mean everything, right? But they all think it's shit. Like, it's just, my anime list has given it a decent rating, but everyone I've read, like any like anything outside of that I've read, is people going, the fuck is this? So I don't know what's happened there.
Who knows? Moving on. The Detective is Already Dead. This was another one that had an extended first episode. I dropped this. Not even, you know, some of the earlier shows that we've spoken about, I like, just haven't got around to finishing, but like, I dropped this. How about yourselves, Rhodes?
Yeah, I did. This is the opposite of Vanitas for me, where I thought the first couple episodes were quite good, and then it just kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Like episode 3 was like the introduction of like the idol, I think. And it was like, it was a bit iffy. I was kind of, feels a bit weird, feels a bit out of place. But, you know, maybe it's like, you know, every show has a bad episode. And then episode 4 was trash. And episode 5 was worse. And then I think I gave episode 6, like, a go. And I was like, let's see if it saves it. And it didn't. And I was like, well. And then, yeah, so I got about, I think I got 6 episodes in before I was like, nah.
How about you, Ace?
I'm 5 episodes in. Well, as people who listen to the episode will know, I watched 1, 3, and 4 instead of 1, 2, and 3. So I went back and watched 2, and I've watched episode 5. I'm still enjoying it. I still plan on watching the rest. The episode 5 is a flashback episode. So we learn more about the dead detective, but I plan on watching more. I don't know if this is getting dubbed, but I might look into if it's getting dubbed and check that out, or I haven't really decided, but yeah, I did quite enjoy the 5 episodes I've seen.
Tell you what though, I fell out with it the more and more I watched, but animation quality is gorgeous. It was one of the best looking animes on the in the season, I think. Especially that I mean, I know we spoke about it loads during the original pod we did for it. That first episode, that part on the plane, like, honestly, it's incredible. Like, it's worth watching it just for the animation alone.
Well, in the end, myself and Rhodes gave it a 2. Ace gave it a 4, giving it a total of 8. And its MAL score was a 6.43. Now to move on to arguably, well, at least in my case, the biggest disappointment of this season, because it was the one I was most looking forward to, and if you listen to the episode, you know that I was already disappointed. How a Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom. Now, did either of you keep watching this, Ace?
I did not. I dropped it.
Rhodes?
No. It's another one you were lucky to get 3 out of me. All I remember about it is Cotton.
Finished it. Every weekend, every Saturday, 6:30, I was excited to sit down, have my dinner and watch it. And every Saturday at 6:30, whilst eating my dinner, I just got more and more frustrated because it just kept getting worse. I thought maybe it could save itself after the first 3 episodes. No, it just kept going downhill. Interestingly, the best animation turned up in the last episode for about a minute, where the art style just changed completely.
And then the cotton was really realistic.
Yeah. I mean, technically, yeah, because it was close. they ended on a really odd point, and I mentioned that, you know, having read the manga, I was curious how they were going to pace it. They ended the season on a really weird point, and then about an hour after it aired, it was revealed that there's going to be a part 2.
Oh, goody.
Oh, the only benefit to that is that I think that'll go further than where the manga's currently at, so I'll actually get to see what happens, but yeah. It comes as no surprise that and I actually lowered my score after watching the last episode. We all gave this a 1.
It's so boring, man. It's just nothing. There's nothing to it. Like, there's no character. There's no heart. No soul. It's just, it doesn't need to exist.
Yeah, it was very disappointing. Its final score on MAL was a 7.21.
Interestingly, I've gone to MAL since you made this, added this to the spreadsheet, is on 7.23.
I'm actually making fake accounts to inflate the score to piss you all off.
Moving away from that disappointment, let's talk about another highlight of the season, the Duke of Death and his maid. Now, this was a joy to watch, I think. And I'm pretty sure I wanted to wait. I haven't dropped it. I'm going to finish it, but I wanted to wait until the episodes are out. It is also being dubbed. Ace, did you keep watching it?
Oh yeah, I'm episode 8, and every episode I watch the opening song every single time, because I'm not going to bother with the dub, because I just love these two voice actors so much.
Nice. How about yourself, Rhodes?
I haven't watched it all. I want to watch it all in one go. But I love it. It's weird because it's the kind of thing you wouldn't expect me to like, but I just enjoy the characters work so well together. And like Ace says, the voice actors work so well together. Like, the whole thing's perfect. And I said it in the podcast that we did about it, but the whole aspect of how he can't touch her, like in any way or she'll die. Like, I know it's such an easy story to tell. Well, it's not an easy story to tell because the delivery of it is like difficult, but you're just hooked because you just want it to happen. I just want to see him hold hands or do whatever, but like they can't, and it's just great. It's brilliant.
Yeah, and we had very positive things to say about it, so much so that myself and Ace gave it a 5, and Rhodes, you gave it a 4, giving it a total of 14. Its MAU score is a 7.68, and you'll be happy to know that a second season has been announced.
Yes.
And I've not double-checked, but either the manga just ended or it's soon to end, so there's a possibility that the whole thing could be animated, which would be awesome. So I need to double check that, but woo. Remain swimming pretty boys,
it's okay, it's perfect just to just watch. Like, you don't have to give it any attention or take any of it in. It does its job. You'll get a chuckle every 5 minutes. It's bang average, but like sometimes it's just what you need.
It's got great animation, it's well voiced, the plot moves along, it's never boring, there's humor, there's drama, it's a really good mix, but I haven't watched any more episodes yet. I do plan on, but if eventually.
I haven't necessarily dropped it, but I've not continued watching it. I'll probably go back and finish it at some point, but to kind of solidify the idea of it being average, we all gave it a 3. So I think it's 9 points in total and got a 7.22 on MAU. It's watch the first episode, you'll pretty much know what you're getting yourself into.
It's one I haven't finished or watched more of yet, but I'm waiting for the dub. Because I think it's the kind of thing I'll take in a lot easier with just English voice acting. Because it's the kind of show that you put on in the background while you're doing other stuff. I don't mean that in a negative way. Like, I mean that as a compliment. You know, it's the kind of thing that, like, it won't distract you from your work, but when you do give it your attention, you'll have a laugh and you'll enjoy it. So it kind of does the job of just keeping you ticking over.
Yeah, very much so. Moving on, past the halfway point now, we've got Opera Girl. This was one of the first shows we had to give a bit of a content warning for due to some of the themes in it. It was interesting, but not necessarily everyone's cup of tea. I dropped it. I unfortunately really struggled to get through the first episode. I found the themes just really uncomfortable. Rhodes, how about yourself?
I think it's the best anime of the season, and nothing comes close to it. It handles its themes well. Its characters are very real. Its antagonists are very real. And the whole thing is, it's difficult to watch. I do appreciate that. Like, it's not the easiest thing in the world to watch. I wouldn't recommend this as some, like, oh, it's a joyous little watch. You can have done, have a laugh. It's not one of those, like, it's one of those things that I think being an anime hurts it because I don't think it's what people want from that kind of medium. Which isn't a bother to me, which is why I think of it so highly. But like most people I know who watch anime, they don't want serious themes like that. Like they want, like I know there are darker animes, but like generally they're a bit, well, I don't know what the right term, like a bit spooky, I guess, rather than necessarily their theme sort of thing. But with this, I think it handles it well. I think if it wasn't an anime, I think it'd be a lot more revered than it is. But I think it's fantastic.
Ace, how about you?
I dropped it. As I mentioned in the episode, it's too real and I don't like that. I don't like how uncomfortable everything, all of the darker themes feel. It's beautifully animated. It's got a really good opening song, but it's just not something that I feel I can invest time into.
No, I think that's fair. Not surprisingly, the scores then, I gave it a 1, Ace gave it a 2, Rhodes a 5. It is the only show Rhodes gave a 5 to, making a total of 8. Mal gave it a 7.76.
I'd just like to add in again, since making this spreadsheet, it has gone up to 7.85.
Newark. And I always trusted MAL. Forget that I chatted on them about 10 minutes ago.
So that's almost up to case study of NSS.
Yeah, it is. In fact, it makes it the second highest rated, unless any of the others have changed.
Up next is Spirit Chronicles. I finished this, but did either of you keep watching it, Ace?
No.
Rhodes?
Nah, mate, this is dog shit. For real.
Do you know what? You are completely correct. This was a train wreck that, I mean, it's an isekai that started with a bus getting hit by a train, so that's a terrible pun. That comes back in later episodes, by the way, which is funny. I watch this every week.
Train comes back?
They have flashbacks of the train. It's pretty funny. I just wanted to see where it went and if it would actually do anything. And it followed the same pattern. Like, every three episodes was essentially an arc, and it had like a credit sequence, and it was this. I don't know if it's going to get a second season. If it does, I'll probably watch it out of curiosity. This had one of the worst season finale episodes, not just of the season, of all time I've ever seen. It was just bizarre. But if you want to watch literally an isekai that hits every single note, then this is for you. Myself and Rhodes gave it a 2, Ace gave it a 1, a total of 5. Yet, of course, because it's an isekai, 7.04 on MAO.
However, again,
The
score has changed. 7.03.
Oh, it's gone down. This is bad. It's one of those weird ones, but like, I don't like saying it's bad because I think there's a lot of good quality in like the animation, the voice acting and stuff. But like, it's bad from the sense of I don't understand why any human being would want to watch it.
The sort of consensus that I've seen online is that the light novels it's based on are apparently really, really good. Like in the sort of grand scheme of like isekai light novels, apparently it's one of the stronger ones. But it seems from what I've read online that the anime was, I guess, a glorified way to promote the light novels, and they literally just glossed over everything. And the people have said that what they should have really done was either have like just massively time skipped in a few episodes, or they should have just actually covered like 2 or 3 arcs rather than covering, I think, what was like 5 in one season. It was a lot happened, but hey ho. Moving on to another show that we were quite divided on, Life Lessons with Umichi Onesan. This was I dropped this. How about you, Ace?
I am up to episode 5. I plan on watching more because I am enjoying it. But as was said during the episode where we reviewed it, it is basically the same thing over and over again. Urumichi Onesan will say something positive, a kid will say something, and then Urumichi Onesan will be depressed.
Did you keep watching this, Rhodes?
No. I watched episode 1, and I was fuming that I had to watch episode 2 and 3. It's boring. It's the same thing. It's got less dimensions than a 2D square. So it was funny, like the first joke, like I laughed, and then he did it again. And then it was, for me, 90 minutes of that. And I was like, I don't want to watch more of him going, "Hey kid, happy thought." And the kid go, "What about this?" And him being like, "I wish I was dead. Because my humor's above that." Apparently.
Yeah. I gave it a 1. Rose gave it a 2. Ace gave it a 4. Total of 7. 7.65 on MAO.
Anime fans are edgy, though, so it doesn't count.
Moving on. I don't know how to segue from that. Moving on to Tsukimichi Moonlit Fantasy. Another one that I actually finished and is arguably one of my favorite shows of the season. Another isekai. Rose, did you continue watching this one?
No. I can't remember what it was about.
How about you, Ace?
I've watched another episode, but I haven't managed to fit in more episodes. I do plan on finishing the show, so still think highly of it.
It goes places on a very local scale. It got really good. It's getting a second season, which I'm quite happy about, and I plan to start reading the manga as well because it's just I fell in love with this show, and I don't even know why. I gave it a 4, Ace gave it a 3, and Rhodes gave it a 2, a total of 9. It's MAO score, 7.76. All right, down to the last five shows. Cheap Pharmacist's Slow Life, Making a Drugstore in Another World. We were quite divided on the episode. I know Rose was quite angry about some of the characters.
Worth.
There you go.
I hate kids. So that's really all I've got. It's got nothing to do with the anime. I just felt like saying it.
I do feel that before I get into the scores, in the final episode, I did finish watching it. In the final episode, because we went back and forth about this, I can confirm she is a werewolf.
I was hoping you were going to confirm who the audience for this is. I've watched the fourth episode. I plan on watching more, but in the fourth episode, the Sundari woman comes back and she wants to get pregnant because her and her boyfriend haven't been having sex as often. And it's like, okay, this is clearly not a kids show because is that a common topic in anime, in children's anime in Japan?
I couldn't tell you who the audience was. It's a bit of a tonal shift of an anime, but it's great. It's really funny. I'm assuming, Rhodes, you dropped it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can tell you who the audience isn't, and it's me.
Well, you gave it a one, so
it's the third anime I've given a one so far.
Yeah, Ace gave it a four. I gave it a five. The grand total of 10 for its MAU score was a 6.51.
Good.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
No, it's infuriating.
The Acrotrope on White Sand. We were kind of divided on this one. We weren't really too sure how we thought about it. It was a weird first three episodes. Pacing was kind of all over. This one is getting a part two, although I think that was confirmed anyway. Well, no, sorry. It was confirmed after 24 episodes, but then they announced it's getting a part two. And it's, I don't know. It's weird. It's 24 episodes. I haven't dropped it. I might continue watching it. How about Ace? Would you do it?
Oh, I dropped it. It's too slow and drawn out, and I don't want to visit Okinawa. Stop trying to sell me on it.
How about you, Rhodes?
I dropped it as soon as I saw that penguin shove its beak at that girl's ass.
I forgot about that.
I tell you what, though, as with I can't remember what I said about earlier. Detective is already dead, I think. I was saying about earlier. Gorgeous, one of the best looking animes of the series, definitely. It's the only reason I didn't give it a one. But like I said, I don't know, nothing happens. Like, I don't know.
I gave it a two, Ace gave it a one, and Rhodes also gave it a two, a total of five. It's pretty, but it's really slow, and it's Yuri bait. So, there you go. 7.44 on Mal. Moving on, The Dungeon of Black Company. Another isekai, one of those isekais, but this one was a bit different. It was all about capitalism and working in a mine to try and become filthy rich and not have to do the manual labor. Kind of a comedy. I think we liked it. We didn't necessarily hate it. I haven't watched any more. Ace, how about you?
I have not. I haven't dropped it. I've marked it as on hold on my anime list. But it's, I want to say some things about it, but I also want to talk about those things when I talk about a different anime that we haven't reviewed.
Fair enough. Rhodes, how about you?
I actually really like it. I see the score I've given it, and I'm going to change my mind. That's what I'm going to do. It's actually really funny. I watched a couple more episodes earlier today because I thought I'd only watched the three up until today, and I remember in the podcast I was like, it made me chuckle a lot, and I thought it'd lose me. Like, I didn't think it was actually going to keep me in, but then I watched a couple more and I was like, nah, this is great. This is really fun. Which sometimes that's what it's about, isn't it? It doesn't have to have the best story in the world. Sometimes it's just about having fun. You know, you only live once.
This is the quintessential show that, like, once the fool's thing's out dubbed, it'll be one of those ones I put on whilst I'm doing something else and probably just laugh along with it. Because it was all right. I gave it a three, Ace gave it a two, and you've just changed your score to a four. So that brings us up to 9. It's MAU score, 7.37. Cool. Last two. D-Side, the animation, the second 3D show of the season, the other one being The Duke of Devon's Maid. We all gave this a two, and I'm like really close to dropping it. I can't decide if I actually want to keep watching it. It's on hold. I probably won't. I'll probably just drop it. Ace?
I have also dropped it. I think I said during the episode that there's nothing has drawn me into the episode, into the series to where there's no overarching plot. That's, I mean, there's the brother's murder, but I don't care about that. They haven't made me care about this overarching plot.
Also, let's not forget about knocker-ups. Rhodes?
I'll be honest with you. I watched these on the train to London. Sorry, whilst I was being East Car to London, I apologise. I hate to break the canon. This one and the one that's coming afterwards, I watched all six episodes on a train. I've not gone back to either. In honesty, I didn't enjoy them. Like, they didn't really grab me. I don't know if it's because they were shit or if it was because I was on a train. Probably both.
I think it's both. I mean, again, we all gave D-Side the animation a 2, and its MAL score is a 5.56.
Yeah, like, it just, there was nothing to it. Like, it wasn't, it was so just meh in everything. Like, it, like, the animation wasn't great. Like, it had no redeeming quality. Like, it wasn't awful. Like, you know, like, it, there was no point where I was like, God, I just wish this would cease to exist. But, you know, it just lacked anything of substance. Like, things like the Acrotope on White Sand, like, it wasn't, like, their most amazing anime, but it's had some gorgeous art and things like that. And this just didn't even have that.
I think if the whole thing gets dubbed, then maybe I'll give it another go. Again, background noise, but we'll see. Final anime of the season that we talked about. Again, obviously, these aren't all the animes that are in the summer 2021 season, but these are all the ones that we got round to. As we said in the pilot, we would try to get to as many as we could. And that is Battle Game in 5 Seconds, which we all gave a 2. And it's very similar to D-Side. I'm not sure if I'm going to drop it. This one is being dubbed, so I might wait for the dub and then check it out. But, like, continue watching it. But Rhodes?
Same as D-Side, to be fair. I was on the train, so I didn't take much in. In fairness, I should have said this about the last one as well. I don't think I'll drop either of them. Like, I'm willing to give them both another shot. I might even watch them again from the beginning. But from what I did see, I don't think there's anything about them that will make me drastically change my mind. I think there's potential for Battle Game to be like a nice, like, bit of comfort food sort of show where I can enjoy it and get through it. But I don't think it will be, even when I rewatch it, I don't think it'll be amazing.
That's fair. Ace?
I dropped it. It's just anime tropes, the battle royale. It's the 3 episodes didn't keep my interest, and second episode was really uncomfortable. But yeah, it's just another fighting anime that doesn't have anything that keeps me personally interested in it.
So Battle Game, we all gave it a 2, and its MAL score was a 7.11. That brings us to all the shows, brings us to the end of all the shows we talked about. So, in ascending order, from lowest score we gave to highest score we gave, at the bottom, lowest score with 3, it's Remake Our Life and How a Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom. Next up with 5 is Spirit Chronicles and the Acrotrope on White Sand. Coming in with 6, we've got Scarlet Nexus, D-Side, and the Battle Game in 5 Seconds. On its own with 7 is Life Lessons with Urimichi Onesan. At 8, we've got The Detective Is Already Dead and Opera Girl. 4, with a score of 9, we've got Peach Boy Riverside, Remain, Tsukimichi Moonlit Fantasy, and The Dungeon of Black Company. With a score of 10, Cheat Pharmacist. 11, Case Study of Ventus, coming in at 3rd place. With a score of 13 in 2nd place, we've got Girlfriend, Girlfriend, and I guess our anime of the season, with a score of 14 out of 15 taking the top spot, The Duke of Death and His Maid.
And when I make the video for this episode, I'm just going to cut it off at Girlfriend, Girlfriend.
No, why? I mean, you gave Duke of Death a 5 as well.
I was just about to say, so in terms of our personal scores, Rhodes only gave 1 5, that was to Opera Girl, as we mentioned. Ace gave 2 5s, that was to Girlfriend, Girlfriend, and Duke of Death. I gave 2 5s as well, 1 to the Duke of Death and the other 2 Cheap Pharmacist.
Okay, the reason I gave them both 5s is because they're both very funny and they both have heartfelt, genuine moments in them.
Yeah.
I couldn't decide one was better than the other.
Speaking of moments, we, not necessarily awards, but a few, yeah, we'll call them awards. We got a couple of awards to just kind of call out from the season across all the shows. Our best opening, best ending, best boy, best girl, best side character, and best moment, which I will run through quickly for us. For the best opening, it was kind of agreed the Dooku Devon is made, and the best opening. As well as Peach Boy Riverside. Rhodes, you went for Peach Boy. Me and Ace went for the Duke of Death. For best ending, we all went for Girlfriend, Girlfriend, because my God, is that catchy. Should also note that an honorable mention to the intro to Remake Our Life, because that was pretty much the only good thing about it.
I had a hard time deciding on the best opening, because I wrote down 7 contenders.
Yeah, there were some really good ones. Like, I had a hard time as well, but in the end, my vote was on, if I had to listen to it on repeat, which one would take the longest to drive me mad, and it was Duke of Death.
I chose that because I've been listening to it on Spotify more than I've been listening to the opening for Girlfriend, Girlfriend.
It's actually just a playlist with those two songs. For Best Boy, we threw out a couple. For the rest of these, it's not necessarily like a first, second, and third place. It's just kind of ones we called out to make life easy. Venetus, from the Case Study of Venetus, one of our best boys. The Duke, or Bo-Chan, from The Duke of Death and His Maid. And I want to give an honorary mention, because he's not necessarily best boy, but I do have to give an honorary mention to Reggie from Cheap Pharmacist, because just that is funny.
I also want to throw out the lizard guy from Dungeon of the Black Company. I forgot his name.
Yes, I suppose he would be best side character.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
Which, just jumping across the best side character, I gave Mina, which is the ghost from Chief Pharmacist, because there is a later episode where he makes a potion where, like, it shows everyone's inner thoughts, and her inner thought is the polar opposite of her. So on the outside, she's already nice and cheery. The inside, she's, like, stereotypical delinquent and hates everyone. And that's just the best part of that entire series, to be honest with you. And Ace, you put down Jojim from Remain as a side character.
Yes, because I mentioned in the episode his straight delivery of a couple of lines and the joke that he says, you really will want to... The best part of joining the team is, yes, you'll make a splash.
Moving over to the best girl, easily the most. I think as we got through the season, we ended up having more and more nominations for best girl. But we've kind of settled on, from Girlfriend, Girlfriend, Saki. An honorable mention to Siesta from The Detective Is Already Dead. Now, I've put honorable mention because she's dead. She isn't really in the show, but she, again, just the first episode. Just go watch the first episode of The Detective Is Already Dead. That's great. You know, I think it was Rhodes who mentioned the bit where she steps on the guy and puts a gun in their mouth, and it's just like, yep. And I called out Mio from Tsukimichi Moonlit Fantasy, because even though she is a spider, she's kind of adorable, and she really likes to eat food. It's relatable, and I kind of love that about her. And some of our best moments of the season, from Cheat Pharmacist, the entire sequence where we first meet, well, the yandere, where she's chasing after her partner, and, you know, Reggie's like, oh, this is fine. And then she pulls out a knife and everyone just starts to panic. It is one of the funniest things I've seen this season.
I did like in a later episode might have been the 5th episode, when she comes in the pharmacy and says, you have to help me. And then he has a flashback. He has PTSD over that incident. He only agrees because she once threatened him with a knife.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's a valid motivation. Another one, I guess an honorable mention, from Peach Boy Riverside, that moment where the city is destroyed and you just get the guy holding his friend's hand, just his hand, because there's nothing left, because the city and his friend has just been destroyed. Like, I thought that was like a really kind of like, oh shit moment. Ace, you mentioned the bit where, in Case Study of Venetus, where Venetus is just thrown at someone.
Deflects off his head. Ba-ding!
Oh, it was good. And Rhodes, you nominated from The Duke of Death and His Maid, the bit where the Duke and Alice are on the water.
Yeah, that bit's great. That's the bit that hooked me, I think, on that show.
And I'm inclined to agree. I would actually say that out of all of our not sort of like shout outs for best moment, that is probably the best one, because it was just so well done. It was emotional. It was pretty. And it really just solidified what that show was about in essentially like a, what, 1.5-2 minute scene.
Agreed.
So yeah, that's the summer 2021 season. Any closing remarks, Ace?
Well, one episode, one season that we didn't get to was Jay Summer Won't Be Discouraged. I watched the first three episodes, watched the third. I was looking forward to it. I watched the first two episodes and it was okay. I forced myself through the third episode and it was pretty enjoyable. But I wanted to mention it because it's by the same company as the Dungeon of Black company. And the ending is a similar 2D side-scrolling thing. And the Jay Summer herself looks like the dragon when she's in a girl form. And the whole plot focuses on a not very nice person down on their luck. The two shows are very, very similar. It's frightening. Also, for some reason, the music that they chose to use for Jay Summer Won't Be Discouraged is from the original Animal Crossing.
Huh.
I thought, I couldn't get it out of my head, and I thought, it's either very similar or it is. So I made my wife put on the headset and played it and said, listen to the music. And I hid the video so she couldn't see what was playing. And she said, have they made an Animal Crossing anime? It's really such a weird... it fits, but isn't there some sort of licensing thing there?
Not for us to worry about, I guess.
That's true. I don't think I'd have rated it very highly if we had... reviewed it anyway, but I would highly recommend everyone to watch Girlfriend and Girlfriend, the whole thing, and then when it gets dubbed, and then watch both versions again. It's just such a funny, genuine, heartfelt show with a great ending, and I hope it gets a second season, but if it doesn't, that's fine. The ending was suitable. Just, it's so good.
How about you, Rhodes? Any closing remarks for the season?
I thought, for the most part, it was a pretty mediocre season. But when it hit well, it was done really well. Girlfriend and Girlfriend, as Ace has said, Duke of Death is made. I know it's not one that you guys agree with, but Opera Girl was another one. And Dungeon of the Black Company as well. I felt for a lot of it, it wasn't so much that things were bad, which is nice. It was just a lot of mediocrity. But it was nice. Like I think there was more good than bad throughout the series. There was only a couple of times where I thought, oh, this is shit. Which is nice because there's been times when I've watched anime and just everything I was watching felt awful, which wasn't the case. So I think it was relatively okay. You know, I think if you try and watch most, you'll probably get burnt out. And you shouldn't. You should look and pick the ones you're interested in. And I think most of the ones that people will be interested in will deliver in the way that they would hope them to deliver.
Very well said. I don't really have anything else to add. I think, yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag season. There's some meh stuff. There's some good stuff. But you'll find something you'll like. I guess my recommendation... Although the one I would suggest is like, yeah, definitely check out Girlfriend and Girlfriend, but also check out Tsukimichi Moonlit Fantasy, especially if you want to try an isekai that's a little bit different. And Cheat Pharmacist if you just want something that's just easy to watch.
And Duke of Death and his maid once you've finished Girlfriend and Girlfriend.
Yes.
And then Girlfriend and Girlfriend again, if you ask Ace.
And of course, if you want to watch something that wasn't from the season, then, as I've mentioned, I think, several times throughout our recordings, go watch Kuma 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 Bear, because it's great. I've actually, ironically, rewatched that the last few days. In the dub is fantastic. So, yeah, that came out a few years ago, but go watch it.
There's this really underrated gem called Death Note as well. So if you've not seen that, you should give it a go.
Never heard of it.
Nah, I don't think it'll take off. The live action version's good, though.
And on that rather interesting take... that will bring us to the end of this episode and the summer 2021 anime season. Thank you for joining me, Ace and Rhodes. And as always, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Pals Anime Lounge. We'll be taking a break now, but make sure to subscribe on Stitcher or Spotify to get new episodes when they go live. You can also enjoy video versions of each episode on YouTube. Just search for the Pals Anime Lounge to find them. And until next time, take it easy.